Our next speaker is Michelle McElveen. Michelle has just recently taken over the position of Chair of the Education Committee, and I'm going to call on Michelle now to come and give an education update. Michelle.
Party Chairman, Conference, education has always been a priority for this party. We've had a clear vision and a determined heart when it comes to our children. This was exemplified by the work of my predecessor as Chair of the Education Committee, my friend and colleague Mervyn Storey. Following him as Chair is perhaps rivalled only in difficulty by speaking immediately after Sammy Wilson and Ian Paisley. This is probably the most difficult gig of the day. But I'm very conscious of the large size 8 shoes which Mervyn left. But my little and stylish size 4s are working very hard to fill them. After years of standing firm against successive Sinn Féin ministers' attempts to impose their ideology on our schools, cut budgets and pursue their pet projects, they also wanted to scrap our education and library boards and replace them with a new body called the Education and Skills Authority, ESA. And again, we needed to stand firm. The new school administration, Katrina Ryan and John O'Dowd, wanted in place was riddled with side deals for the Catholic trustees, the integrated sector and Irish medium schools. It would have been a disaster for our controlled grammars and our grammar schools. The strength in our school system has always been parental choice and independence in management for our schools. ESA would have given a Sinn Féin minister more command and control over the classroom. It's our belief that teachers need to be free to make decisions in the best interests of the children in their classroom. The last thing our schools need is greater interference from John O'Dowd or a Katrina Ryan. Back in 2002, the DUP published a policy document calling for the 5 education and library boards to be merged into one central body for all of Northern Ireland. This, we argued, would provide significant savings and allow for a more joined-up education system. It has taken 12 long years for everyone else to catch up with DUP policy. This year, the Education Minister finally admitted defeat. He declared what we had been declaring for years. Sinn Féin's ESA was bereft of life, dead, extinct, shredder fodder. Finally, our long-held view was being brought into legislation. While we've been glad to see this happen, the fact that it has taken 12 years and Sinn Féin have wasted millions on their flawed scheme simply isn't good enough. Sinn Féin ministers have certainly proven to be slow learners. Throughout the last number of years, unlike every other party in Northern Ireland, the DUP has advocated for and worked with every single type of school. We have met with every sector and set out our vision for them. It is our belief that every child should be afforded exactly the same opportunity. That is why we took the lead on the education bill in the Assembly, to ensure no school was left without a voice. The Sinn Féin minister didn't want to see our grammar schools given representation. Just as we supported them and stood firm against Sinn Féin's assault on academic selection, so once again, we ensured that grammar schools were not silenced. However, the DUP does not simply fight for grammar schools. For the first time, because of DUP action, controlled schools, the largest education sector in Northern Ireland, will be given a support body. This body is being established some 25 years too late. The Catholic maintained sector of schools has enjoyed advocacy and support since 1989, as has the integrated sector. and the Irish medium sector has had support bodies since 2000. Well, enough is enough, conference. For the first time, the largest schools sector will be silenced no longer. The new controlled sector body will be established and will help schools raise standards for those who are underachieving. It will help schools by advocating for more space and new buildings. It will assist schools develop links with each other and with the community. The Education Bill has just completed its passage through the Assembly. And as our work on that legislation comes to an end, so it is that your work begins. Education is the responsibility of us all. And I urge you to volunteer for boards of governors, either by application through the new Education Authority or by being nominated to be a transferor representative through your church. We as Assembly members cannot possibly know what is going on in each and every school across Northern Ireland, and that is why we need your help. The new Education Authority will have responsibility for what is known as area planning. This means that the viability of schools of all types in a given geographical location will be looked at together. We need you as parents, as transferor governors, or authority nominees, or just interested or engaged members of the local community to be watchful about what is happening in your community. We need you to inform us about what is going on at a local level to ensure that schools are best supported by us as a party and to safeguard continued viability. We may be responsible as Assembly members for passing the legislation, but it's up to all of us to make it work for our communities. One issue that is close to my heart is educational underachievement. And I know, conference, many of you share my concern. In Northern Ireland, Protestant boys on free school meals attain significantly fewer qualifications than any other socioeconomic group in society. One of the reasons why our children underachieve is lack of investment. While other sectors have received statutory protection and the funding that comes with it, it was only in the last month that schools attended by our underachieving pupils have even been given recognition in legislation. This cannot and will not be allowed to continue. This party will fight for the necessary pastoral support and for early intervention in schools to target children in need. This is why our own party leader was to the fore to ensuring that extra teachers were put into classrooms to tutor and to support pupils who needed that extra help, particularly in English and maths. We want to see our children succeed and become adults who will contribute to our society and help build our economy. If we are to succeed, then educational underachievement is a problem which must be addressed by us all. We need to put in place the structures in our communities that show young people the importance of a good education. We need to give them hope that a better job and a better way of life can be found through educational achievement. And it's a road that we must travel together. I believe that because of our work in securing a sexual support body for controlled schools, the future is better for our children. Working together, we will continue to provide the leadership that will keep our schools moving forward. Conference, let us once again pledge ourselves to stand up for our schools, our teachers, our principals, and above all, our children. Thank you.